Good morning. June is dairy month, so let's hear from a dairy in Kane County. And there aren't that many left.
Yeah, we are in an area that was home once to 140 dairies and creameries, but today we're one of three remaining dairy farms in Kane County.
Sarah Lenkaitis and her husband Andy are second-generation farmers who run Lenkaitis Holsteins. It's a dairy farm northwest of St. Charles, about 15 miles, and it wasn't all that long ago you could stand on the Lenkaitis farm, and for miles in any direction, there was only farmland. But the neighborhood, it's a-changin'.
Our farm is actually surrounded by subdivisions on three sides.
And while some farmers across the Midwest are embroiled in legal battles with their encroaching neighbors, not the Lenkaitis's.
We actually built a new facility about 3 years ago, and we had an open house after we built the facility, and we were really pleasantly surprised that we had over 1,000 people attend our dairy open house. Just people interested in learning more about dairy farming and about agriculture and where their food comes from.
Sarah says she and Andy are using cover crops to reduce the dust when their fields are worked, and their manure handling facility is under their new barn, so odors are reduced. And
the fiber portion we use is bedding. And we actually have some neighbors that take it and use it in their flower beds, their gardens.
As for the future of this family farm with neighborhoods nearby,
we have a 3-year-old son. So, you know, we're hoping that the decisions that we're making today make our farm sustainable for, you know, his generation and generations to come.
Sarah Lenkaitis of Lenkaitis Holsteins in Kane County. Weather was one of the drivers of double-digit gains for corn, beans, and wheat yesterday at the Chicago Board of Trade, and that JBS cyber hack that shut down packing plants played a role in lower cattle prices. Today's Farm to Your Belly feature, it is National Rotisserie Chicken Day, and for a chaser, it's National Rocky Road Ice Cream Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.